UMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Vice President Mike Pence is vowing today that Russia will not have free reign.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
Pence is speaking at the Munich Security Conference today. He's also reassuring NATO members that President Trump does support the group. He also says members need to think about spending more on defense. President Trump this weekend is at Mar-a-Lago, expected to interview several candidates to replace former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
He's slated to meet with the former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, also to meet with Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, and with the acting National Security Advisor, Keith Kellogg, who was a retired Lieutenant General. All of this from a senior administration official who is making it very clear that the president will not be vacationing here at his vacation home.
That's correspondent Athena Jones. Trump is also scheduled to hold what the White House calls a campaign rally in Melbourne, Florida, this afternoon. Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are meeting with FBI Director James Comey in a closed-door briefing about Russia as they start an investigation into Russia's influence in the 2016 election.
This is the committee that's doing probably the most important and likely most effective investigation into the Russian meddling into the 2016 election. This is a bipartisan committee, one that the chair, a Republican, and the vice chair, a Democrat, say they have good relationships with, are committed to an in-depth investigation.
That's correspondent Phil Mattingly. Police are charging a middle school teacher in Falls Church with aggravated sexual battery of two students. 36-year-old Jose Daniel Estrada of Clifton is being held in the Arlington County Jail. Police say Estrada was removed from his assignment as a math teacher at Mary Ellen Henderson Middle School last month after one of the alleged victims came forward. Police say they are aware of two female victims and believe there could be others. Their investigation is ongoing. A man from Virginia caught trying to help ISIS during an FBI sting last year has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison.
The sentence imposed in federal court on 26-year-old Harris Kumar is more than the 5 to 6 year term requested by his lawyer, but less than the 20-year maximum recommended under sentencing guidelines. Kumar used variations on the handle New Era Jihadi on social media to promote Islamic State propaganda. He met with an FBI informant who convinced him to buy gift cards that were purportedly being used to help the Islamic State. Kumar took photographs of D.C. area landmarks for what he thought would be an Islamic State video. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's Public Schools has seen its fair share of problems over the past year, but County Executive Rashern Baker nonetheless is recommending his school's chief, Dr. Kevin Maxwell, to stay on another 4 years, and he's happy to.
I see this as my capstone for my career. I see this as my legacy of reinvesting in the community that gave me the life that I have today.
Maxwell's overseen the biggest graduation rate increase in the state of Maryland, but the school system has also seen multiple unrelated cases of staff sexually abusing kids over the last year. The district also lost its Head Start grant after multiple cases of student mistreatment were documented. If Maxwell's contract is renewed, it'd be the first time a school's chief has served more than one term in Prince George's County since 1991. Sports, the Caps are back from their week off. They played Detroit for a 2 p.m. matinee in Detroit. And it's NBA All-Star Weekend. John Wall represents the Wizards off the bench in tomorrow night's All-Star game. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
WMAL, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really fed up with this whole thing. Thank goodness for your humor, or I'd have to scream right now.
Thank you for the call. It means a lot.
You guys are my therapy couch.
Glad to hear it. I need some good news. Every day we rescue your emotions.
It gives me a chance to vent. I actually really appreciate this conversation because it makes me think.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You can be a part of the conversation because that's what makes us different than all of the rest of the media.
Washington's Mall.
I appreciate it.
WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, Promo code SLEEP.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
At 7:05 now, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Here's James Stanley.
The only accident we're seeing, and it's off on the right shoulder, is Intercounty Connector West between Briggs-Cheney to about the Columbia Pike 29 exit. We've got a crash there, a couple of cars involved, and no injuries. So they should have that picked up in the next couple of minutes. Just watch for onlooker delays and brake lights. Into Maryland 50, traveling well from the Beltway all the way to the 404 Eastern Shore across the bay. You do have the westbound span of the bridge closed, though, for two-way traffic eastbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Staying mostly sunny, up into the high 60s today, down to about 50 tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Right now, 26 in Manassas, 28 in Bethesda, or 33 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your home is your castle. The last thing you want is an intrusion from pests. Regional Pest Management is a family-owned business that has been solving our customers' pest problems for years. From rodents to ants to termites, even bedbugs, we handle it all. And you'll receive unparalleled service at a reasonable price. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today for your free inspection at 1-800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
630. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and what a week at the White House, and who better than to cover it for us than John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Your headline about the president's press conference this week: Trump unveils unique style at news conference, beat the press. You went on to write that those who cover presidents scrambled to find any precedent for Trump's near 90-minute performance. You were in the room with the president and the press. What stands out to you as you reflect on that experience?
I think the fact that, in contrast to his immediate predecessor and other presidents, Donald Trump did not use a list to call on people, but he went around the room for a full 90 minutes, more like an hour when you exclude his opening statement, and called on people of all persuasions, reporters he didn't know, that he had to ask what their names were, who they were with, and whether they were friendly reporters. It was high drama, great fun, and one saw a president who was not scripted in any way, but said exactly what was on his mind. And I would say that Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and Press Secretary Sean Spicer had a few anxious moments, but I would say this: the ratings of the next press conference are going to go sky high.
John, the majority of Americans probably didn't have an hour and a half to spend during the daytime the other day to watch this. We see the descriptions by the media, quote-unquote, elite, but how would this play out outside the Beltway if somebody were to watch this 90 minutes without the comments, such as unhinged, that we've heard from so many of the reporters that were there?
Well, I would say I think they would find it very dramatic, very entertaining, and many would say, well, he is unhinged, or he needs to be talking to a therapist when he talks that way. On the other hand, there would be just as many who say, at last, a president who says exactly what's on his mind. And we may not like it or like his tone, but what you see is what you get. And my own guess on it is that Donald Trump is speaking to his supporters out there and opponents, reminding them just who he is. I talked to some of the European correspondents, and it was very clear, particularly with those from France, that he's adopted a style that former President Nicolas Sarkozy of France used. He would single out reporters by name, call them out, and cite a specific story that he felt was wrong, all the while pointing his finger at that particular reporter. Justin Coffey, an American historian from Illinois, said that Donald Trump's performance on Friday was an updated version of the speech Vice President Spiro Agnew gave in Des Moines, Iowa, December 13, 1969, when he lashed out at the liberal media, called them nattering nabobs of negativism, and singled out the three major networks, as well as some of the largest newspapers in the United States, as culprits who have their minds made up when stories are reported. Trump did about the same. In Agnew's case, he was widely condemned by those he had attacked. On the other hand, his popularity went up among grassroots Republicans, and for a time, he was the most sought-after and wildly cheered speaker in the Republican Party. I have a funny feeling Donald Trump, if he didn't know about this, is going to know later. One last thing. The principal speechwriter in Agnew's remarks called it a labor of love. I'm sure the same is true of Donald Trump for his comments Friday.
So there seemed to be quite a bit of laughter in the room. Who is that coming from? I know there are pictures of Kellyanne Conway laughing and some of the other Trump people, but were the reporters amused or were they shocked or they offended?
Look, I was in the fourth row, Rick, and I was sitting with all kinds of people, Trump haters, Trump lovers. There were no seating assignments either, so it was get it where you can. And by luck, I was in the fourth row. Reporters were laughing, even those that he singled out, such as Jim Acosta of CNN, a frequent target of his. He was laughing, too, and enjoying himself. My colleague April Ryan from American Urban Network was called on, and when she asked about the Congressional Black Caucus, he said, I want to meet with him. Will you set it up? And he really had the audience in the palm of his hand. No one has seen the theatrical nature like this in a long time, if ever, not in the East Room of the White House.
John, as I recall, President Obama would bring a list of reporters that he planned to call on, and it was a pretty short list.
It certainly was, because he gave pretty long answers. The old constitutional law professor never quite gave away his classroom performance, and he would give very detailed answers. I remember when he gave the full press conference on the Iran nuclear agreement and answered roughly seven questions in the space of 30 minutes. Now, you contrast that to John F. Kennedy at the very first televised press conference on January 25th, 1961, when he answered 35 questions in 47 minutes, a little bit of a difference. In Donald Trump's case, he had no list in front of him. He called on reporters he knew, beginning with Maura Liasson of National Public Radio, apologizing that he had cut her off at an earlier session, and then moved on Jim Acosta of CNN, John Carl of ABC, and then some of the reporters from other networks that are conservative, and back to the BBC, or as he put it, another beauty.
So what's going on with the cabinet appointments? We're going to talk about that, among other things, with John as we continue right after traffic and weather.
Things are still looking really good across the district this morning. Don't forget about the new traffic pattern with the lane shift to the left. This is the 3rd Street Tunnel north between D Street Northwest to about U.S. Capitol and 3rd Northwest Work Zone Project. No big delay through there, but just watch for the new traffic pattern. We do have an accident. It's not slowing things down much. It's off on the right shoulder. It's on the Intercounty Connector West between Briggs Cheney Road over to about 29 Columbia Pike. MDOT saying that should be picked up, though, in the next few minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks real nice this weekend. We'll be up to 68 this afternoon. Same thing tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies both days. Sunshine Monday up to 58. Some clouds Tuesday. Right now in Washington, 36, heading to 68. 7:14 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, the mainstream media has not really been a friend to Donald Trump ever since he began his campaign. The headlines all week long have been controversy and chaos describing the administration. When you look at this administration and you look at prior administrations, how chaotic is it?
Not really that different from other administrations. And let me give you an example. Former staffers to Bill Clinton, who worship the 42nd president, will agree almost unanimously that in his first term, Bill Clinton was completely disorganized. That's why someone with probably the best political acumen since Franklin Roosevelt would pursue a tax increase, gays in the military, and a total overhaul of the health care system as his first three legislative endeavors. And he only won on one out of three and suffered the loss of tremendous capital. Of course, Bill Clinton changed his style, became more organized, and managed to win re-election in spite of some fallout in the midterm election. In the case of Donald Trump, I fault this administration for not having a bench ready to go in and play after the president was elected. When he named Reince Priebus as chief of staff, Priebus did not go out that day and start collecting resumes for the cabinet or the key sub-cabinet positions. And now you have situations such as when you call the State Department, you cannot get a statement because they don't have a spokesman. You cannot get an update on what the U.S. is doing in Europe or how they're monitoring the situation because they don't have an assistant secretary for European affairs. The administration is about to go to court on its controversial delay in extending visas to people from seven Muslim countries. They've lost at the Court of Appeals level. They're sure to go to the Supreme Court, and they do not have a solicitor general who historically argues the government's case before the highest court in the land. I have to say, the Trump administration and the Trump train really didn't get out of the station in time, and he's paying a price for it.
All right, so he's got some catch-up to do on his cabinet positions. The new appointees to replace the old appointees, beginning with the Secretary of Labor. How does that look?
Well, I think that Alexander Acosta is going to sail through. He's establishment. Andy Puzder was a fast food magnate without the political contacts. Mr. Acosta has been a deputy attorney general, headed the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, and served on the National Labor Relations Board. As the president pointed out, he's been confirmed three times by the Senate. He'll sail through.
John, a couple of names we haven't heard in a while, but they still haven't been confirmed. Wilbur Ross and Ben Carson. What's going on with their nominations?
I was talking yesterday to a classmate of Wilbur Ross from Harvard Business School, class of 61, and he told me Wilbur Ross's accumulation of wealth over the years dates back to when he was overseeing mergers and acquisition on the phone in the dormitory in school. Someone like that is going to be raked over, investigated, looked at, and put under the microscope by the Senate. That's why he's not Secretary of Commerce yet. The Senate is moving toward a vote, but like so many others, it's going to be partisan and very close. In the case of Dr. Ben Carson, former presidential candidate, neurosurgeon, he was named by the president to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He passed the committee hearings with little trouble, but again, a vote has yet to be staged on it. But he's pretty confident of it. He just bought a home worth over $1 million here, so I think he expects to become Secretary Carson soon.
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax. And, of course, the easy way to follow John is just to go to Google and hit Gizzi on politics. Can't wait to talk to you next week, John.
Let's say that we'll have another week, and it will not be boring.
We are at 7:20. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, Cheryl Atkinson next. Then we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Mercedes Schlapp in the 7:30 to 8 o'clock segment.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
The Blinds.com President's Day sale is on. Now through February 21st, get up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing, open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us. It's President's Day weekend, and it is great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, she is the host of Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning. You can catch the show on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, also on News Channel 8 several different times on Sunday. Cheryl, hey, happy President's Day weekend to you.
Why, thank you so much.
And speaking of presidents, of course, Donald Trump's press conference at the White House on Thursday making headlines around the world. I wanted to get your sense of what you're hearing from people. We're nearing the end of the first month of the Trump administration, and we always see and hear what the Washington media feel about the Trump administration. But wanted to get your impression on how the media is reacting to Donald Trump these days. And then I know on your show this week, you have perspectives from people not only around this country, but in the Middle East.
Well, yes, I would say my media friends, with almost no exception, maybe one or two, they're just out of their minds about Trump. Hate is not too strong of a word. They hate him. They consider him a danger. They are doing everything they think, justifiably so, to try to stop him because they think he's, you know, he's that bad. Outside the Beltway, you know, I'm hearing a totally different story from the people who have supported him all along. They're very pleased. They think the press conference he held was terrific. You know, it's just totally different views. It couldn't be more apart when you talk to the mainstream media and people who recently left the media that I'm friends with who are posting on social media versus Trump's typical supporters out of the mainstream.
Well, you went to Times Square. What did you hear from people there?
This was for our Pulse piece where we kind of get the opinions of people outside the bubble. We went to New York Times Square, but to talk to foreigners who were there and still think this is the greatest country in the world. And in some respects, New York City, they think, is the greatest place in the world. That's why they're there. And they still think that. It was a lot of fun to hear from people there. A lot of them were critical of Trump and yet said, really, that's none of our business. That's what I think, but he's your president. And we still think this is an awesome country. And it was a fun piece to hear from people about.
And, of course, the media elite are always talking about Donald Trump and how he's perceived overseas and what it means to our relationships. You have looked into our relationship in Saudi Arabia, and what do we find out tomorrow on the show about that?
Well, I interviewed a businessman from Saudi Arabia who's leading an effort to rebrand Saudi Arabia. And one of the first things he told me, by the way, is that they think the day Donald Trump became president, he says the Middle East became safer. And I asked him about why that is, and he talked about thinking that Trump, at least in their view, has what he called grown-ups in his administration who've been on the ground there, generals and other people who he thinks understand the situation there in the Mideast far better, he says, than the Obama people did. So we talk about that. But on the rebranding issue, interesting, because I said, you know, there are a lot of things that happen in Saudi Arabia that offend Western sensibilities, and those aren't going to change overnight. So how do you rebrand yourself to the American public? And he's the one who said, well, you know, people think just because we chop off heads for capital punishment, it's illegal to be gay and women can't drive, there's no religious freedom. He says people think that's what we're all about, but there are so many positive things about us as an ally, and a business experience, and even a tourist experience. But I thought it was interesting that he's the one that brought up all of those controversies, and he addressed those in the interview. And he also, really one of the biggest outstanding issues between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, I think, which is the allegation that some top Saudi officials have been involved in funding terrorism, which he denies. But he addressed that question with us as Saudi Arabia really tries hard to, you know, seek a new and better image with the West, but they're headquartering that effort right here in Washington, D.C.
With all of the attention that has been paid to the Department of Veterans Affairs and the waste of money and the treatment of veterans, there are still new allegations that you're reporting on?
I think that we could really report on vets' issues for a long time and not run out, sadly. But this is a whistleblower, a medical doctor, who was hired to help process and review medical files for vets who were claiming Agent Orange injuries. Very patriotic guy, by the way. He was born in Iran, became a doctor, came over here and started working for a VA contractor. But what he saw, he says, was a company rushing through files, not giving them proper reviews, and not giving the veterans their due, he thinks. One example he gave is, he said you should be able to review maybe 4 or 5 files a day if you're doing it properly. But he said people were reviewing 40, 50, or 60 files a day, often denying benefits, he says, without the benefit of a proper review. So not only is this hurting vets, according to his allegations, but this company was getting tens of millions of tax dollars to do the review. So we're getting cheated too if these allegations are true. And we hear him out and look into his claims on our program.
Interesting. Often when we see celebrities get behind a cause, it's trendy or it's for the photo op. But you're talking to a very prominent celebrity tomorrow who actually takes the cause very seriously.
Well, this is an interesting story about Academy Award-winning actor Robert De Niro. His wife and he have a developmentally disabled son who his wife, Grace, believes regressed into this autism spectrum state after MMR vaccination as a child. And De Niro really attacked this subject kind of like a scientist, researching it, looking at studies, finding out, you know, contrary to what's commonly reported, there aren't just studies on one side of the issue. It is not a dismissed myth. It's very much an open question. And actually, he spoke to me over the past year as he was looking at peer-reviewed published studies and seeking research since I've reported on some of this. And he is really into it. I'm kind of impressed by the approach that he's taken. But we interviewed him this week because he was in Washington, D.C. with Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. This is also a cause for him as well, trying to push for vaccine safety reexamination, a commission perhaps that would look at vaccine safety and try to help improve them, not get rid of them, but make them as safe as possible, because there are many ways we can do that in modern medicine now, by figuring out which are the children most likely to suffer an adverse event from a vaccine and maybe figure out a way to give them even more safely than they are today.
We will look forward to the stories tomorrow, 10 o'clock, ABC 7, It's Full Measure. Cheryl Atkison, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
We're at 729 Saturday Morning Update. We'll be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer next. And the question for Tony, What are the Russians up to these days? We're also going to talk to Mercedes Schlapp, and we'll find out a little bit more about what's going on inside the bureaucracy and the attacks and leaks against President Trump.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these for a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Tuesday, February 21st, Bethesda Wednesday, February 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The Los Angeles area is dealing with 70-mile-an-hour winds and the worst storm to hit Southern California in a decade.
All day, this rain has just pounded the region, dropping roughly an inch of rain per hour. The wind driving with the force of a Category 1 hurricane, the rain sideways, and it just stings as it hits you. I was driving along a local roadway when a flash flood occurred, and if you've never seen one, it is just that. In a flash, suddenly a river of water seems to come out of nowhere and quickly build. We expect to get a break from all of this rain on Sunday, but then more is on the way Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
And two deaths have been reported so far. One came when a woman drove her car into floodwaters, another when a downed power line electrocuted a man. A giant sinkhole also swallowed a car in Studio City. One person was rescued. It'll remain illegal to mine uranium in Virginia following a ruling from a federal appeals court in Richmond on Friday. Virginia Uranium Company had challenged the ban, saying federal law preempted state regulations. They had wanted to mine a 119 million pound deposit of the radioactive ore beneath the rolling hills of Southside Virginia. However, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling that tossed out the company's lawsuit. An NBA All-Star Weekend is kicking off in New Orleans.
Tonight is All-Star Saturday night. Warriors guard Klay Thompson is defending his three-point contest title, but Timberwolves guard Zach LaVine won't get to defend his slam dunk contest championship because he's out with a knee injury. The actual All-Star game will be played tomorrow night. The Western Conference features two from the Warriors, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, while the Eastern Conference has two from the defending champion Cavaliers, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. The West beat the East last year in Toronto. This year's game was originally scheduled to be played in Charlotte, North Carolina, but was relocated due to the state's controversial bathroom law. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
In other sports news, the Caps are in Detroit for a 2 p.m. matinee, and Nats spring training gets underway down in Florida, the first full team workout slated for tomorrow. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year, and that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own super energy-efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you, and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
At 7:33, we check back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not much in your way this morning, but we'll get to what is. Nothing on the Beltway, that's for sure. That's both in Maryland and Virginia. On the Virginia side, 395-95 Arlington, all the way to Spotsylvania runs well. The crash was northbound on 95, just past 234 Dumfries exit, blocking a left lane near the rest area with caution through that stretch, but looking okay now. A new crash on 28 Sully Road near 66. Watch your mirrors both directions. They're heading to the scene now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high around in the upper 60s, down to about 50 tonight. Tomorrow looks to be more of the same, partly cloudy in the upper 60s. Right now, 28 in Vienna, 27 in Damascus, 34 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-370-6100. That's 800-370-6100. 800-370-6100.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call 2 of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Not sure what you need to do to make sure you're prepared for retirement? Start by joining Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for Retirement Key Radio, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It's great to have you, and it's great to have Tony Schaefer join us. Now, he's a retired U.S. Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel, and he's a retired intelligence operative, and he joins us this morning. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we've seen the story of the Russian spy ship. We've seen the story this week of the 2 Russian jets buzzing a U.S. destroyer. The Russians denied it. They've released photos now by the U.S. Navy that show the planes about 200 yards from the destroyer. And then there was the cruise missile test this week that some say is a violation of a Cold War-era treaty. Now, for the Russians, is this just another day at the office for them, or are they really testing Donald Trump?
They are. Look, this is another day in the office, and they're testing Donald Trump, just like the North Koreans and others. Let's be clear on this. The Russians have a basic philosophy of what is ours is ours, what's yours is negotiable. And I think that's what we've had to understand for a long time, is that they are constantly pushing forward. And under Vladimir Putin, their intention has been very clear. They intend to reestablish essentially the Soviet empire in some form. So this is business as usual, and it was something that the Obama administration completely accepted without any regard to the consequences. And I think at this point, I think you're going to see with General Mattis in charge of the Pentagon and General Dunford is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I think, and with Mr. Trump there for leadership, I think you're going to see a change of policy soon.
All right. We want to talk about the conversation that Mike Flynn had with the ambassador from Russia. And the first question I have for you, Tony, is why do we even know about that? I mean, how is it that we know that there is this conversation? That strikes me as some breach of our intelligence.
It is, for two reasons. First, it's been pretty clear now from everything that's been said that what Mike Flynn said in that conversation was not illegal. He's not going to be charged or prosecuted, which tells me then says, why were you listening at all? Well, if you are listening to conversations regarding the Russians, well, that gives up sensitive information regarding the fact that we are collecting information. It's called sensitive methods and sources. So someone, Rick, without regard to national security, has leaked this information, and by leaking it, then you've indicated to our enemies what we're doing regarding interceptions. It's called communications intelligence. So the fact that this is out, that this has been put out there, is a severe compromise of our security. And again, I don't care how you feel about Mike Flynn. I don't care how you feel about Mr. Trump. Someone within the intelligence professional community, so-called professional community, have taken it upon themselves to leak information, to give it to certain members of the press. So this is never in our interest to compromise intelligence capabilities, and that's exactly what's happened here. We should not know about Mike Flynn or how it was said. We could have found out eventually there's an investigation and implications of a conversation, but we should not know about it in the detail we do.
And what kind of sanctions would somebody face if they were caught in the intelligence community leaking that kind of information out to the media?
Well, in this case, you're talking about a severe violation of one of the codes of Title U.S. 18. And in this case, we're talking about I would consider this a top secret breach, top secret being that level of information that we protect that causes grave damage to the national security. Now, others have gone to jail for less. But in this case, you would be talking about some serious jail time, some jail time that we're talking about a few years. And I do believe that should be what the FBI now pursues, is a deep investigation to find out who compromised all this.
All right. So I haven't seen the transcript, of course, but I can just imagine that you've got the incoming national security advisor dealing with the Obama administration, expelling 35 diplomats. And, you know, the question sort of comes down to, does the quote-unquote violation of whatever he violated, does it rise to the level of the media hype? And it just reminded me of when President Obama was in Seoul, Korea, and his words, in a hot mic situation where he didn't know he was being recorded. He's talking to the Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, and he said, quote, we'll have more flexibility to deal with contentious issues like missile defense. And he urged Moscow to give him space until after the November ballot. I mean, what's more egregious?
And I think he even said, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility. So that means he was talking, through the president to Putin. So that's exactly correct. So you have to really wonder what was going on and how would Mike Flynn reaching out, having a conversation about what may not happen in the future is somehow worse than what the president did. And I would argue it's not. As a matter of fact, there's other things coming out right now, Rick, about the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton receiving, such contacts where they were actually asked to think about things like what kind of relationship would be under a Hillary Clinton presidency with other countries. So, again, this was something that a lot of folks were having conversations about. What ifs? What if this? What if that? And I don't think for a minute it rises to the Logan Act, the law which was cited by several news outlets saying that Mike Flynn may have violated the Logan Act. It's completely insane. You or I can have a conversation with any country we want and say, hey, things aren't good, but maybe with a new president, things are going to be relooked. You can say that, and I think that's exactly what happened here with Mike Flynn.
Okay, so the talk this week, of course, from a New York Times story was a headline that read, Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. That's the headline in the New York Times on Valentine's Day. It ended up as the lead story on at least one of the network newscasts in the morning. And you have to dig way down into the story. I don't know, it's six or seven paragraphs into the story, and it says that you could be talking with a Russian intelligence operative and may not know it, that many Americans have probably spoken with intelligence officers that don't label themselves as intelligence officials.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, right? Yes. I mean, you know, as a former operative, the principal method of operation is operating with stealth and cover. So absolutely. And everybody, any intelligence service worth its salt will have people like me who are operatives. And, you know, I think this is in my book, Operation Dark Heart. Look, I was in career cover for the better part of 25 years before I, you know, was on the Hill having to testify. So the answer is, yeah, you could be talking to an operative. I'm sure most people have talked, especially if you live in D.C., in the D.C. area, at some point in your life, you've probably talked to someone who was an intelligence operative in some cover. So the idea here that the Trump administration was talking to Russians who were Russians, but they didn't know necessarily they were operatives, is not a surprise. I think, again, this is the mainstream media, this is especially the New York Times, attempting to cut something out of whole cloth to make it into something that does not exist. And I think we've consistently, you know, a lot of us who've been monitoring this consistently have seen, you know, the facts either blown up or reduced in importance depending on the perspective of the political outlets. A political slant. And I think this is another case where the New York Times is attempting to make something out of nothing at all.
So Vice President Pence is in Europe today speaking with NATO. General Mattis has been there. Media fueling the fears that we're going to pull out of NATO or somehow destroy NATO. Tell us what's really going on with the U.S. and NATO.
Well, the two things. First, there's a need to essentially both reassure, but then be stern with NATO, especially the countries who are not paying, you know, the percentage of GDP, which is about 2%, that's required by them being in the alliance. And that's been a sore point for a lot of folks. So you see it essentially an outreach and saying we need to do this. And the other thing I want to remind the audience, Rick, is that we have an exercise that's been ongoing for the past few months where we have literally brigades of armor, tanks, in Poland for the very purpose of facing off against the Russians, to remind the Russians that we are committed to the alliance. Secondly, we're now working behind the scenes, and I've been part of it, working with the British and others to find a way to essentially reinvent NATO. NATO 2.0 is what we're calling it. And the idea is we need to upgrade NATO by doing basically going back to missions it used to do, such as counterterror. That's something that needs to be done because Europe has a problem. And secondly, you know, there's other things that it was not designed to do, such as cyber and other things that needs to be looked at. So I think we're going both ways. I think we're trying to reassure our allies that we're with them at the same time, demanding that they pay their fair share. And third, we're going to be saying we can do things to make NATO better and stronger, and if that's all going on.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, the author of Operation Dark Heart, and, of course, retired intelligence operative. Tony, thanks so much.
It's good to be on, Ray. Thanks.
You bet. 747. WMAL, time for a check of the traffic and weather, then back with Mercedes Schlapp.
Well, the Beltway is looking good so far this morning. Not seeing any delays on that. We do have a couple of problems, though, and it looks like they're both on 50, Highway 50, New York Avenue West, around Bladensburg over to about Montana. We've got a two-car crash there. A couple of lanes are taken out. As you get further down, though, on 50 westbound between Enterprise, the overpass, to about Lotsford Vista, we're seeing a little bit of a delay through there. That's a two-car crash. It's off on the right shoulder, just onlooker delays from what we can tell. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
WMAO Weather Channel forecast, cloudy today, high 68, cloudy tomorrow, back up to 68, sunshine Monday with a high of 58, 37 outside in D.C., heading to 68 this afternoon, 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
If you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, now is your last chance to take advantage of Chamonix's amazing Valentine's Day promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you call now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. That's right. Free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you'll get your money back. Call right now and you'll also get a surprise luxury free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit www.xvbeauty.com. Order now and shipping is also free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Saturday morning update, 7:52. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and columnist at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were on Fox Wednesday night. You said the president was losing political capital and needed to take control of his team and the message. And somewhat spontaneously, he did just that at the White House on Thursday. Now, he's been ridiculed by many in the media, the comedians, everybody's jumping on him about that press conference. But was he effective at getting back on course with the narrative?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's because of what I said that he did the news conference. But I thought it was great. You know, I thought it was about time for President Trump to come out, use his own words, be able to talk about what he's been able to accomplish in these first 28 days in office. There's so much that he's moving forward on in terms of executive orders, whether it's minimizing the economic burden on Obamacare or the deregulation in terms of environmental projects or infrastructure projects happening. And so I think that it becomes he needed to go out and be his own spokesperson. He is his most effective spokesperson. Because the stories were, as you can tell, and especially in the mainstream media, have been all over the place, right? There's this sense of chaos within the White House. There's a sense of, obviously, we've seen with the temporary ban and the judges overruling overruling the ban. Thirdly, then you have the Flynn resignation, which, of course, caused a big stir within the White House as well. So it's been a lot of drip of bad news. I don't even know if you want to call it a drip. It's more like an explosion of bad news.
More like a
tsunami. At the same time, he's getting a tsunami. There you go. But at the same time, he is President Trump is very focused on moving on his agenda, and so I think that part wasn't being covered. And I think he was able to turn the tide. I have to tell you, on my Twitter and on my social media, the Trump supporters were loving every second of it. They love the fact that he took the media on. They love the fact that he joked with them as well. I mean, it was kind of a mix of back and forth. But I have to say, I mean, I've been in these news conferences when it was President Bush, when he was president. And I have to say, it's so interesting. You could tell that the media is so, there's parts of it that they kind of want to like him. But then at the end, they are just so nervous in the room of what he's going to say about their one news organization. So it's kind of a fascinating back and forth that was happening between the press and the president.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The media is focused on those three issues, Flynn, Puzder, and the travel ban. Nobody's focused on all of the things that he's actually done within 3 weeks. So it's pretty amazing. I wanted I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. And one of the things is obviously the Russian ties to the president, his staff, the campaign. That seems to be a lingering story that I think that the media wants to somehow prove that there is this relationship between the administration or the campaign and the Russian government.
You wrote an article in Thursday's Washington Times, headline, Never Trumpers Fight Back with the Help of the Deep State. Tell us about the deep state and what they're doing.
Well, it's been fascinating to not only read the stories about these leaks, but also talking to individuals who part of the intelligence community. And the way they explained it to me was that you have these, first of all, you have these Obama holdovers in the intelligence community and several of these bureaucrats within what they call the deep state, those who really have access to these transcripts that we know is a very small number of people. And so the fact that these individuals have made a decision, whether you call it a moral obligation or the fact that they want to be viewed, as I said in the column, as heroes, that they are giving out nuggets of it. They're not giving out the full transcript to the New York Times, but they're giving out little bits and pieces of it. So they're able to shape the case on these leaks. And so I think that it's very problematic for the administration because I know that President Trump and his team are going to do everything they can to clean house, to get those individuals out of there. But it is a very difficult task in to a large extent in figuring out who these individuals are going to, who they are. First of all, it's as what President Trump said, it's a criminal act to get classified information and give it to, and leak it out to the press. That is, so right now we're dealing with individuals who have decided that they think this is information worth giving to the press, yet they're willing to commit a criminal act. But at the same time, what they do, and the way I view it, is that they're really putting our national security at risk. I mean, if they're willing to put out these transcripts on the calls between the president and the foreign leaders, what if there's a negotiation going on, it gets leaked out, and then these foreign governments are saying, look, we can't trust you guys because everything I talk to you in private is coming out in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very problematic. And when you're dealing with these foreign governments and the fact that they want to feel that the conversations that they're having are confidential and not necessarily given out to the press in such a way. So I think for President Trump, this is a very big issue he's going to have. He's going to have the situation, we've talked about this before, of the federal bureaucracy, of some of those who really believe that it is their duty to go against, to undermine President Trump and his administration, and that is where I think he's going to have a very tough challenge.
Mercedes Schlapp, you can check out the article. It's the opinion piece in Thursday's Washington Times, and we'll be watching for you on Fox in the 11 o'clock hour on Cash and In this morning. Mercedes, thank you. Have a great President's Day weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
7:59, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management. Did you know we offer preventative treatments for one of the most debilitating diseases? That's right, we're talking about Lyme disease. Learn more about our tick boxes that can cut the tick population by 80%. Contact us today at 1-800-36-5-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs. We're also hiring. To join our growing family for positions in service sales or canine handling, visit online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And Garden Sense is next. Following the 8 o'clock news, have a wonderful President's Day weekend and enjoy the presidential rally this afternoon, 5 o'clock in Melbourne. And WMAL will be bringing you all the details.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.